Задание А1, А7. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений А1, А7 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть, на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
So, Tim, you live in a nice natural spot.
Yeah, that's true, Mary.
Lots of nature around where you live.
Yeah, I'm from Oregon in the Pacific Northwest. There's lots of nature. There aren't many towns there, and I wouldn't say this area has a large population.
Yeah, I visited this state with my family when I was a child. It was great. And do you take advantage of living there and do any outdoor sports or activities or anything?
Yeah, I try to. I go hiking with my friends, we camp, we backpack, snow camp and snowshoe, all kinds of stuff.
So do you stay out or do you stay in a cabin or...?
We usually build a little hut, basically by digging down and go underneath to stay there for the night. It's really cold in there, but we don't know how to build igloos. I mean, houses made of blocks of ice. They say igloos are warm and safe.
So do you pull a sled behind you, or do you carry your stuff?
Usually we just use a backpack, yeah.
I want to try that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it's cold. And usually you don't enjoy it until you've done it. And when you're done, you think, ah, that was a great experience.
Well, is it very different from summer camping? Is it safe? Can you die?
Sometimes people do die doing it. But for the most part, it's really safe. One day, we were caught in a pretty bad storm in the mountains when we were coming back. The biggest thing was that our car was buried in snow, and we couldn't get out. Luckily, the cell phone worked, though, and we were able to eventually get out. But we had to call some people to come out and help us to dig the car out.
So do you follow a trail?
It just depends. Sometimes I just go out and use a compass to pick points and go for it. And sometimes we follow ski trails that have special signs, like little diamonds on trees, and you can use them to find your way. But most of the time we use electronic navigation systems. They are quite reliable, and you can use them even in snowstorms.
Great!
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
So, Tim, you live in a nice natural spot.
Yeah, that's true, Mary.
Lots of nature around where you live.
Yeah, I'm from Oregon in the Pacific Northwest. There's lots of nature. There aren't many towns there, and I wouldn't say this area has a large population.
Yeah, I visited this state with my family when I was a child. It was great. And do you take advantage of living there and do any outdoor sports or activities or anything?
Yeah, I try to. I go hiking with my friends, we camp, we backpack, snow camp and snowshoe, all kinds of stuff.
So do you stay out or do you stay in a cabin or...?
We usually build a little hut, basically by digging down and go underneath to stay there for the night. It's really cold in there, but we don't know how to build igloos. I mean, houses made of blocks of ice. They say igloos are warm and safe.
So do you pull a sled behind you, or do you carry your stuff?
Usually we just use a backpack, yeah.
I want to try that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but it's cold. And usually you don't enjoy it until you've done it. And when you're done, you think, ah, that was a great experience.
Well, is it very different from summer camping? Is it safe? Can you die?
Sometimes people do die doing it. But for the most part, it's really safe. One day, We were caught in a pretty bad storm in the mountains when we were coming back. The biggest thing was that our car was buried in snow, and we couldn't get out. Luckily, the cell phone worked, though, and we were able to eventually get out. But we had to call some people to come out and help us to dig the car out.
So do you follow a trail?
It just depends. Sometimes I just go out and use a compass to pick points and go for it. And sometimes we follow ski trails that have special signs, like little diamonds on trees, and you can use them to find your way. But most of the time we use electronic navigation systems. They are quite reliable, and you can use them even in snowstorms.
Great!
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.